I was out last week. Our annual family vacation down to San Antonio for Fiesta.
Fiesta, Fiesta,
we don't
Fiesta,
need a song. Thank you.
San
Thank
Antonio.
You.
I thought about you several times, George, since that was your birthplace.
That's right. Did
Barely.
You go by our old house on Robin Rest?
I did.
Robin
and
Rest.
I also went by the golf course where I think your dad used to play all the time, Brackenridge.
Played there in Pecan Valley. Yeah,
okay.
Back in the day.
So I thought about the Dunhams a lot.
Thank you.
And Fiesta is so big, and I did not know it existed. I'm a native Texan. I've been in the state for 50 years. And I never knew about Fiesta until I started dating my now wife. And we went 7 or 8 years ago. And I thought, wow, this is, how have I never heard about this? This is the Mardi Gras of Texas.
Yeah.
It's a 10-day celebration in San Antonio, and every day there's something going on, parties, parades. It's crazy. And it's weird that I didn't know about it, but we've made it a family tradition these last 4 years because my wife wants to take our daughter down there and have that as she had growing up, going to these Fiesta events and parades every year. So we're doing that with our daughter. It's a lot of fun. It meant another road trip, and as I was getting the car ready for the road trip, I switched out car seats, and it is truly unbelievable how many crumbs that a kid drops while sitting in that car seat and eating their treats and snacks.
Oh, yeah.
When I took that car seat out, there was a smorgasbord of crackers and fruit roll-ups and candy and all this stuff buried beneath that car seat.
That's probably why rats try to get into cars.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Just to get into the back seat of parents who have cars with young kids.
A huge stash of goldfish crackers.
No human being is sloppier when they eat than a three-year-old.
Nah, they don't care.
They're just food going everywhere. And the amount of stuff, and you warned me about this a long time ago, George, that you have to take on a road trip and that the dad is always responsible for muling.
Yeah.
Is incredible.
You're an equipment manager, you think for a football team, but it's just one toddler.
Yeah. Amazing. Got the car loaded, drove down there. When we drove down on Tuesday, Waze said, don't go through Austin because it's a nightmare. So take that toll road around Austin that drops you out in San Antonio. You pick it up just north of Round Rock, and it takes you down to San Antonio.
130, right?
Yeah, 130. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's great. Speed limit 85.
Yeah, it hauls.
But it was funny as I was driving 85 or 90 on that toll road. I was thinking, so this is where we are. We had farm to market roads, but they built state highways because that would be a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had state highways that were doing the job for a while, but no, they went through too many towns, so we had to build interstates because you want to go around those towns and you want a true nonstop experience. But now the interstates are so gummed up that we have to build these special tollways so that you don't have to take the interstate.
Right. For those getting bogged down on the interstate, right. Take this road.
Only took 4.5 hours going down, and in an amazing turn of events, it was nonstop with a three-year-old.
Whoa.
Because she was...
Not one stop?
Not one stop. Made it in four and a half hours, something like that. And she slept for half of it and then was on her tablet. We only give her a tablet to watch. Not a tablet. Not a tablet to
knock her out.
Knock her out. A tablet to watch on the plane or on a long car trip. She doesn't get it any other time.
Okay.
But she didn't. Never heard from her the whole trip. Normally, traveling with her, you have to make a stop every hour.
Sure.
The other things I noticed from the highway... And we have been told by cops that we know that this is a thing, even though every police department denies that they have quotas for traffic tickets. They all have quotas for traffic tickets. Going down there on what was April 29th or something, end of the month, I saw flashing red lights every 5 miles, people being pulled over. There were cops and state troopers everywhere. Because there were only 2 days to go to the end of the month, and they had to hit their quota.
That is amazing.
When
I swear that's not true.
When I drove back yesterday, not a one. even through Buddha and shirts and all those noted traffic traps, not a one. No. Why? Because the calendar was now flipped to May and they had plenty of time to hit their quota.
So they got 28 days. We're good.
Yeah. It's a real thing. I also noticed, and we talk about this a lot, the left lane campers on the interstates. They get in the left lane, which is the passing only lane, but somehow Americans never learned that. And now they go 55 or 50 or 45 in the left lane and they gum everything up. Well, every time I pass one in the right lane, I look over at them. And part of it is to send that message of, what are you doing? With the look I'm giving them. But also part of it is to find out what they're doing.
And phone?
And almost every time they are looking down at their phone.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm relabeling the left lane as the phone lane. That's why people get over there, is to not deal with merging and all that. They can just sit in the left lane, and almost all of them had one hand on the wheel and one hand reaching out, their right hand reaching out, and they were looking down at that right hand, scrolling their phone.
Yeah, that's the real reason why we need automated cars.
Yes.
So we can scroll.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Quit sweating me about it, dude. It's
automated fine. Cars will be, what do they say, 95% safer than having humans drive their cars?
Yeah. So that we can get in a recliner, lean back, and then wear special glasses that just roll the scroll in front of our eyes while we hook up a milking machine to our privates and just have a feeding tube.
I don't know about the other thing.
Pouring popcorn butter in our mouth.
It'll all happen.
Jeez.
So we eventually get to San Antonio, spent 4 or 5 days down there, saw a lot of family, and that was great. My wife's grandmother is now 95, I believe it is. So we took a picture with the four generations, my daughter, my wife, her mother, and then the grandmother. It was pretty cool.
Did you ask her if she wanted to go play golf?
All right.
So she could break 100?
She may be able to. She's still pretty sharp.
Yeah.
I don't know about breaking 100. But
did she beat EA?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
We went to two parades. The huge one is on Friday called the Parade of Flowers. They shut down the city streets. There are 500,000 or a million people that go out to this parade. It's 2.5 hours long. And I have to admit that after about an hour, hour and a half, every high school marching band starts to look the same. They're all playing the same songs. It's just so repetitive. I mean, it's an amazing ordeal, and it's really cool. It's a great event. I thought of you again, George, because the Josh Abbott band were the Grand Marshals.
Oh, Josh was down there.
Yeah,
okay.
He was there on the float with his band. They were the Grand Marshals. Everybody's got a float. Every entity in town has a float. Every school has a float. All the bands are out there. And after, man, 2.5 hours is a long parade.
Boy, and we always pump that up to our kids, too. Hey, we're going to go to a parade. Mm-hmm. And it sounds good to them. But once they get there, at least my kids, they were pretty much done after about 15 minutes. Unless they were throwing candy.
Yeah,
then, okay, they'll stick around.
The parade we love is the next morning, the King William Parade. It's in this old neighborhood south of downtown. Beautiful old homes, big trees. The river runs through there. And it's a very low-key parade. It's an hour long, and it's just people walking their dogs and on bicycles, and they're throwing out medals and candies, and it's great. Still have a couple floats and plenty of marching bands as well. But that parade is awesome. And then after that is the King William Fair. That neighborhood is shut down for the whole day, and there are lots of food vendors and music and
kids'
play area. It's awesome. We also went to the San Antonio Zoo. I had never been there.
Quality?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Although, I've just got a weird thing about zoos, because I'm sitting there looking at this magnificent leopard in this tiny little enclosure, and I'm thinking that leopard was meant to run wild, to get up to full speed, you know, to use those muscles, and none of those big cats in those enclosures have enough room to get up to full speed. They never really run.
They don't give them a track to go around?
No, they
anything?
Don't even give them a track. They can't even
treadmill?
Run. They can't run 400s.
Yeah, Peloton?
They don't even give them a treadmill.
Do they do a replica of the Alamo for the chimps?
No, didn't see that.
What?
So I always feel bad for those animals, and I know some of them are endangered and they're having a good life, or so we're told, but it's just something.
They live a lot longer in there, I would think.
Yeah.
And in the wild, getting taken out by some other animal.
But wouldn't they rather spend their days running wild, like nonstop for 10 minutes, and then getting jacked?
Running for their life.
As opposed to,
I don't know,
sitting in this enclosure and having us make faces at them.
I don't know. Maybe they have an idiocracy, too. They just want to sit around and eat steak all day.
Maybe.
Yeah, they get steak handed to them and TikTok fed into
their
enclosure.
Steak and taters every day sounds pretty good to me.
Maybe they don't care. But a kid, you know, a three-year-old at a zoo, I'd say, oh, look at the bear. And she'd say, oh, and then what else?
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
what else?
What else?
Look at this monkey. Okay, what else?
What else?
Nothing like
look at this giraffe.
Else.
Oh, great. What else?
Well, honey, they built a $200 million zoo here for your enjoyment. You just not good enough, huh? Okay, all right.
We took her to the Riverwalk, and we tried to have dinner there one night because they were doing a parade on the boats on the river, but we never got around to the parade because she was in a bad mood that day. And when she saw a boat go by, she wanted to ride the boat. And when we told her that she couldn't ride the boat, she lost it.
Oh, no.
And she had, again, 95% of the time she's great, but these 5% three-year-old meltdowns, wow. And she was just screaming in this restaurant on the Riverwalk, boat, boat, but boat is so much fun.
Oh, man.
Well, we can't go, but we'll never ride boat again if we don't go. You know, this three-year-old logic, kind of also using Trump lingo, boat, but boat is
we
fun.
Love boat. Boat is good.
Yeah,
boat
I'll take
is
your,
fun.
Tell her Uncle George to take her out in a boat. If she wants to
there,
go on
yeah,
a boat.
Yeah, you're our boat expert.
Yeah.
So we had to get our food to go and go back to our rental and eat it. We didn't really get to experience the Riverwalk.
Held hostage. We got to get out of here.
Yeah. Just my wife took her and I told the waitress, can you box this up and just bring me the check? It's done.
Were you getting
it's
the looks done. From the other patrons?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing to that child?
And I hate that. finally, I was in San Antonio when Pop announced that he was retiring. Kind of fitting that I would be there for that big announcement. That was the big story in the city. And so it was kind of weird and neat to be there when he retired. But on top of that, everywhere you go in San Antonio, there are Pop murals or Wemby murals, Wemby jerseys. There's this huge Spurs and Wemby energy, even though they're not very good. They haven't been good for a while now. But it got me thinking again about the Mavericks. And it's a little different in a one-horse town like San Antonio, but everywhere I turned, there was Wemby. Poster of Wemby, Wemby jersey, Wemby mural. And I thought, this is what the Mavericks gave up on. In basketball, more than any other sport, you just need that one guy.
Yeah, the guy.
If you have that guy, even if your team is bad like the Spurs have been, there is so much hope.
Yeah.
And there is that one guy to at least go watch. They may lose, but he'll mesmerize you. And the Mavericks had that guy.
Yeah.
They had that one guy that even if they weren't good, you still loved watching. And there was still the hope that he would carry you to a championship one day. And that's why the energy around the Spurs is still great down there in San Antonio, even though they're not very good. And my whole trip down there, I kept thinking, the Mavericks had that guy.
Yeah.
And they gave up on
no
that
hope.
Hope that the team, the hope of winning with that guy is sometimes better than the actual winning with that guy.
Yeah. And the Spurs and the Mavericks really have been fortunate with getting the guy over the last couple of decades. But, yeah, you hope that they are also there for 10 or 15 years.
Right. So that was the trip to San Antonio for Fiesta. Always a fun time down there. If you're a Texan and you've never been to Fiesta, I'll put together this list of the things that I think Texans should do before they die. If you've never been to Fiesta, you should put it on your list.
Yeah.